The Twins going for their fourth win in five games, taking on the Orioles, and some pretty good players there saying hello before the game, including Miguel Sano, Manny Machado, and Adam Jones. We pick up the action in this one, 2-0 Baltimore in the second, two men on for Jones facing Kyle Gibson.
High drive to left.
See what Kepler can do with the bases loaded. First pitch hit well, right center field. That's going to find the grass. Scooped up in right by Smith. One run scores. Here comes Maurer. He'll score. Head first dive at second for Kepler. It's a two-run double and a whole new ball game. It's 6-4 Orioles with the tying runs in scoring position and nobody out in the fifth.
No activity in the Twins bullpen. And a liner to right, a base hit. The comeback complete on a sharp single to right by Polanco. A drive to the gap in left center field, down for a hit. Sano will score. Kepler behind him. He's being waved around. Throw to the plate, not in time. And Escobar drives in two more with a double. A lot of offense, and be remiss if we didn't mention that. On this date in 09, 8 years ago, Michael Kodire hit for the cycle. No cycles tonight, but a lot of well-hit base hits. And now Sano drives one to left. It is back and gone.
What a nice hit there.
There is a 20th hit in the night for the Twins, and it's a Sano home run, his 11th.
The Twins win for the fourth time in five games as they take it by a touchdown and an extra point by a final of 14-7. Minnesota sets a season high in runs scored with 14 and hits with 21. Four of those by Miguel Sano, who also tallies three hits and three runs scored. Adam Jones went deep in the loss, passing Cal Ripken Jr. for most homers ever hit at Camden Yards. The Twins put up a season high in runs. Paul Molitor spoke after the game.
You know, it's up there, and you know, a lot of factors play into it. You know, coming off a doubleheader and a late arrival, and you get behind 5-0. You know, to find a way you're back into that game and end up winning decisively. I think it speaks volumes. You know, a lot of things happened in that game. And, you know, Kyle survived the five-run second and went on to pitch five innings and finished real strongly. And we just kept scoring. I mean, a lot of guys contributed offensively. So, you'll take that win for sure against a really good team.
When you look at the fact that it was season-high runs, season-high hits, can that be a defining game for a team, even though it's this early in the season?
You know, we talk about momentum and defining moments. You know, time kind of is the final answer on those type of things. But, you know, if you're fortunate enough to keep pushing and keep yourself, you know, you look at back of those games that were kind of difference-maker, and this one could definitely be up there.
You touched on Max Kepler's comfort level and what you've seen from him lately before the game. So then with that said, how would you assess his night at the plate?
He was right in the mix. I mean, aggressive tonight, you know, first pitch homer, first pitch double. He swung the bat well even when he didn't get hits, you know. So he ran the bases well. You know, a lot of guys, you know, you can point out in terms of our offensive production, but he had an outstanding night.
Kyle, it's a win, but he showed a lot of the things he problems before.
Yeah, a little bit after the game, and it's one of those things, you know, we were talking about when he went down and trying to, you know, control what you control and you can't what you can't. And part of the five-run inning was of his doing, you know, the walk, the 0-2 hits. But we had three chances to make plays, albeit one almost superhuman. The one out in center field, but we missed a double play and we had a chance at the plate and didn't get a good hop off the grass and had the collision and couldn't hold on to the ball. So those are things out of his control, the ball hitting the base when Hardy leads off with a double after, you know, they come back and score another run. So, you know, we were kind of toying with what we should do after we got back in the game and he had some success against the guys he was facing there in the fifth. So we ran him back out there and he mowed him down.
Especially after that was a long inning that he waited out too. How close did you come to?
I was fairly comfortable. He's an inexperienced guy. Maybe I might have been more concerned about that. But I think that if anything, despite the length, it probably rejuvenated him a little bit and went out there and tried to finish and give us another zero and chance to win.
early to say if he gets another chance?
You know, we don't have a lot of starting options right now. So, you know, he's on the roster, and we're not planning to make any changes here in the short term.
Max Kepler, a big day with 3 hits, 4 RBIs, and 3 runs scored.
We got a long season ahead of us, and I think we can beat it. I think we really can.
You said before the game that the reason things have been going well for you over the last couple of games is because you stopped trying to hit home runs. Well, then you come in and you lead off the fourth with a home run. Why has that approach worked so well for you?
I don't know. It's always been my plan, my game plan for each and every day when everything's going well. The second I slow down is when I try and do too much, be too aggressive, and, you know, just try and carry the whole team on my back. And, you know, today we had a ball game where everyone was, you know, participating and contributing. So it's easy to just do, you know, small ball. But I want to try and do that every day, you know, regardless of how my teammates are doing, and try and stick with that approach.
You touched on it that there's still a lot of baseball to be played, but when you look at the effort, especially against a team as talented as Baltimore, can a game like this end up being a defining game in a season for a team?
For sure. It gives us a lot of confidence. You know, that lineup is stacked with a bunch of stars. But then again, you know, we're a team that's really coming together as a group, and the team with more chemistry wins.
What is different about this team this year? Because this year it seems like you can never count the Minnesota Twins out.
We're not scared to make mistakes, you know, and we're pushing each other to go as far as our limits will allow us to. Yeah, which is fun to see because guys are going all out, and there's, you know, no regret of making a mistake.
A monster day at the plate for Miguel Sano as he tallies 4 hits to go along with 3 RBIs and 3 runs scored. He spoke afterwards.
You know, everybody got positive in the dugout. Everybody got mentality and try to make it good or bad. And the pitcher come back and, you know, he try to make a good pitch. And the team did a great job, you know. They start hit the ball to the guy, Kepler, start with homer. And after that, the team is start winning.
You guys started to turn things around in the fourth, but in the fifth, you follow it up with another huge inning. What does that say about this team, and how important was that to follow up such a big inning with another one?
You know, everybody working hard every day, like a different hitting in the cage, hitting in the field. You know, everything is different from last year. Everybody got great mentality right now, and I hope everybody can go on side like that and try to finish the season hard.
It is early, but to beat a team like Baltimore, who's got a lot of weapons, you guys put up career-high runs, hits. What can a win like this do for you guys going forward?
You know, that win, everybody played with the heart. Everybody put the heart in the field and start do the thing we're supposed to do every day and win the game.
Up next, the series against the Orioles continues on Tuesday. Irvin Santana opposed by Dylan Bundy.